It's Power Hour LSU.
PHL, extra little bit of swag, an extra little bit of taste.
Yeah. Man, I'm headed to the field. Terror of the Titan, I'ma always keep it real. Everything gon' get devoured, it's the power. LSU with Carter, it's the power. LSU with Carter, man, I'm headed to the field. Terror of the Titan, I'ma always keep it real. Everything gon' get devoured, it's the power. LSU with Carter, it's the power. LSU with Carter, man, I'm headed to the
field. Let's freaking go, PHL Nation. This will not be a long live stream. I'm going to take it easy today. I did get a good report from the doctor. So it looks like we're all systems go. I've been taking a ton of medicines to get back to my normal self. I'm getting closer to that point. But we did just drop a film study from practice earlier today. And my biggest takeaway is the emergence of Deshaun Spear. So I first want to apologize to Deshaun. I've been calling him Deshaun Springs. I had a friend named Deshaun Springs in high school, I believe. And now Deshaun Spears used to be Deshaun McBride. I would be shocked if he is not the starter at one of these safety positions by the end of the year. And he just continues to keep making plays in practice. And one of my favorite things when I watch him is how fearless he is as a player. I freaking love watching him compete. If he goes out there and he gets beat, guess what? He just goes right back out there and goes up against the next five-star, and then the next five-star, and then the next five-star. And I want to break down this rep in particular. And we did this in our film study a little bit earlier today, this video shot by someone who's going to be on the show tomorrow, a good friend, Blake Ruffino of AYS. And this is just really, really ridiculous defensive back play. And it also shows him growing as a player. So earlier in the week, he got beat on one of these swim moves right here from Tre'Dez Green. And look at him this time, catch this spin move, get right there with them. And yeah, there's a little jersey tug. They normally let that go. And yes, Tre'Dez Green jumping did not help. He did kind of sort of drop that, but Spears is right there. So look, the last time LSU had a Spears turned out to be pretty good. All right. It was Marcus Spears. Well, technically there was a Kevin Spears mixed in there. He's a wide receiver at LSU, but Spears has been a good last name to LSU. So I'll take a few questions before we go. I mostly wanted to just check in really quickly. I thought about taking the night off. But, you know, I wanted to shout out on this very short live stream just a few players. Juwan Johnson is definitely another true freshman. It would not shock me if he eventually becomes the starter at the nickel. Obviously, Major Burns has got to hold him off. But right now, the coaching staff is feeling pretty good about Juwan Johnson playing that role this next year. And then we get to PJ Woodland, another true freshman that has had a lot of good days at practice, going back to him being an early enrollee, three-star Gatorade Player of the Year in Mississippi, and the deepest cut player. One of the guys that we have been really high on here on PHL is Michael Turner. This guy is really fun to watch. Once again, I am not the biggest fan of lighter football players. I think weight does matter, in particular in the SEC, where everyone is bigger and faster and stronger. The issue for Michael Turner is he's not the biggest, but when it comes to speed, he's probably one of the fastest LSU defensive backs in that Dante Jackson speed range. And on top of that, he is just an overall great, great, great athlete when it comes to ball skills. So I'm really excited about that. So when I look at Brian Kelly's defense, this group is getting better, and I am loving seeing them grow. I've seen Savion Jones have a good couple of days here of practice. Deshaun Womack from last year's recruiting class has had some moments in practice. Jacoby Guillory is stepping up. So really pumped up about that. So I will go on ahead and sign off. I will once again, want to shout out our friends at NOPOD Roofing. Man, they have done wonders with us up to this point. Please, 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 anything roofing, anything fencing, anything home improvement related needs. We actually got a call to take down a tree from one of our PHL viewers recently. 504-810-8744 is where you can call. And don't forget about our friends at the No Offseason Sports Card Network. We are loving all our new partners. We actually just had someone sign on with us yesterday as well. So if your business, especially in South Louisiana, I'm offering this right now. I have a video crew in South Louisiana that will go to your place, shoot your spot to run on PHL, and I'll cover it, right? So you're getting a professionally used spot that you could share on your own social media and share with our over 11,000 subscribers, millions upon millions upon millions of views. We want you to be a part of our network. And if you aren't a business, but you want to help us out, go sign up for our Patreon. You get your extra film studies and grades and all that good stuff. We'll end here with Brian. Deshaun Spears is a different type of athlete physically, but Michael Turner reminds you of Rashard Robinson. I like that comparison there. Rashard Robinson also wore the same jersey number as we saw to LA Mom, Tony, Cole, and everyone else. So I will go on and end this early. We did have a two-hour live stream yesterday with Matthew Brune. And, of course, Blake Ruffino will join us tomorrow. Edit! PHL, baby. Boom! And tonight, we are doing, oh, steaks. Let's go.